exciting show for y'all.
Got a damn good show. Damn good show.
I'm about to show y'all a man.
Yeah?
The Democrats call him toxic. But he's just a man.
What are you talking about, me? You gonna show a picture of me?
This dude's
old. Because I epitomize his masculinity. I'm a toxic male.
Let's go to the
I'm the picture perfect male. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Got rugged good looks.
Some people
6 foot two, 240 pounds of rippling muscle.
Shut up, you fat. You ain't no rippling muscle, you fat.
got a huge cock though.
Hey kid, what's wrong with you? Some people call this a rant. This is actually a speech. It's going to go down in history with Martin Luther King.
Hey, man, who you think you
it's going to go down in history with his I Have a Dream speech.
See, you talking crazy now.
No, man. This is going to go down in history.
Hey, you say what's wrong with me. What's wrong with you?
This speech is up there with I Have a Dream speech. Let's go through it.
You know, you're in Toronto. Welcome. Glad to hear it. It's been great.
Are you Canadian?
Of course I am.
Are you part of the fucking opposition? Are you?
I don't know how to phrase that.
You? I mean, you got like.
Well, I did want to ask
you. Did you vote for Trudeau?
You know, I'm not going to say.
And let me tell you something right now. If a man says he's not going to say, like, if you ask a motherfucker, did you vote for Biden? He's like, well, I'm not going to say. That's none of your business. He voted for fucking Biden.
Sean, I'm glad you've had great experiences.
So this is what I'm talking about, you guys. The enemy of Canada.
Sure. That's what it's got to be. We've got a pretty supportive gay and lesbian community in this city. I did want to ask you about something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, if I had a gay son, I would think I'd...
Oh, look, another. I'm saying to you, the swamp, you guys, the swamp.
You become a champion, you become a star, and someone says...
Let me ask you something. Are you gay?
Have you had the chance to interact with a more diverse...
Let me know, are you gay?
Can I get an answer?
Well, no, I'm asking... this is a part of... Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay. If you had a son and he was like, you know, you had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, oh man, you don't want a grandkid?
No problem with it.
Oh man, well, dude, you're a weak fucking man, dude. You're like, you're part of the fucking problem. You elected Justin Trudeau. Like, when he sees the bank accounts, like, you're just fucking pathetic. And the fact that you have no fucking backbone and has he shut down your fucking country and seized bank accounts, you ask me some stupid shit like that, go fuck yourself. Leave the fuck on, man.
I feel like that doesn't really answer the question, but I did want to ask also things you said about the trans community. You said this past October when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for.
This Canadian's not that Canadian.
Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light. 10 years ago, to be trans was a mental fix. And now all of a sudden, people like you have weaseled your way into the world. You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world's not buying your bullshit you're fucking peddling. The world is not saying, you know what? You're right. Chicks have dicks. The world's not saying that. World's saying, no, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could fuck in school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference. Like, dude, this guy is the enemy. You want to look like an enemy to our world? It's that motherfucker right there asking these stupid fucking questions. Sorry, I told the UFC I was being nicer. Lance, am I still good with this? Did I cross any lines? A little, what the fuck? I didn't say the F word. You just brought this fucking guy in here to piss me off.
You just did, but just to follow up, I mean, Rick.
Did I say it?
You just did.
No, I didn't say it.
Right there you did.
Different F word. Yeah. I'm trying to be good, man. I'm trying to be good. I like the fucking gays. Here's the thing. I've never, you guys think I've ever shit on a gay man or shit on a gay woman? I like the gays. It's fucking freedom. We still have it in America. We'll teach you about it. You guys don't have fucking freedom of speech. I'm surprised what I'm saying is probably going to get fucking, I'm probably going to get the fucking Canadian government to arrest me. So I don't give a fuck who you fuck. I don't give a fuck what you want to do in life. But don't fucking tell kids about it. Don't teach that shit in fucking school. Don't fucking push your agenda. Don't try to fucking brainwash people. Don't try to go past parents. Don't try to go up past all this shit and brainwash people, you fucking cuck.
Hey, Keith, that was the That's better than I Have a Dream speech. Matter of fact, they need to add that speech. They need to add him. This whole speech, this whole testimony needs to be added to Black History Month. Might save a few lives.
Yeah.
Man, I seriously think white people need a month. Call it conservative month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need a month. Because all the other months, we have one Black History Month. That's just garbage. They teach them. Well, it's not all garbage. How they spin it is garbage. But, you know, that's a part of American history. We need Black History Month.
Yeah, it's not Black History right? Month. It should and just be American
all history. The other rest of the months is just liberal crap. We need conservative month.
But I agree with everything he said. It's like
we need conservative values.
Hey man, let's.
You know, we need that. We need to push more conservative values.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I agree with everything he said.
He asked for decorum, though. I love his speech, but he needs some decorum. He was Trump times 50.
You making a Trump came.
Trump came didn't say that shit. Somebody running for president.
He probably get even more votes.
Yeah, he probably win the popular vote and the electoral college.
Yeah. But
I think
no, he's just speaking from just a typical person point of view.
The thing is
the average sane person.
Yeah, the thing is this, man. Nobody has nothing against gay people. Nobody cares about what people do in that bedroom. It's just how they spin in equality and equity and inclusion, and they throwing it down people's throats, man, and they spinning things and taking facts and throwing them out the window like women can have a cock and a dude can have a vagina. That's crazy. That's
yeah,
delusion.
You just got women and men and women's sports. It's just like y'all just went way too far. Then you got this dude. This dude's an MMA fighter, and you bringing up stuff like this because you're a gay rights advocate.
Yeah.
You're an ally. What'd he say? What was the word he used? He's an ally of the gay community.
Or the homos.
Like, I'm an ally of the gay community. I don't get on my knees and suck them off, though.
Yeah. I don't go to the gay bars and clean up the floors and wipe off the glory holes. Because I have a line that I'm not going to cross.
No.
These people now, these advocates, these proponents of gay rights, I mean, y'all went across the line. Y'all even advocating for the use of kids chopping off body parts
and
taking
like,
drugs.
I'm an ally of gay community, and this is where it starts and where it ends. Yeah. Love is love. Lead the kids out of it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And we good.
Yeah.
And these whole pronouns? No. We're not doing that.
They, them pronouns. What's that
for? Just, I mean, you're not a she. You're a he. Living your life as a woman, that's fine, but you're still a dude.
Yeah.
Just because you change your clothes, it doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
We need to stay, society needs to stay objective.
Hey, Keith, I agree with everything you just said, but you have to admit, there's some...
All right, Kevin, what?
No,
yeah, okay, I'll be doing this to you.
Yeah man, that's good.
Yeah,
look, you have to admit, right?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I wasn't doing all that.
Stop touching me.
Look, you have to admit, Keith.
Get the fuck off.
That there's some good-looking dudes.
What?
Some good-looking sexy men out there wearing these dresses and these tits.
No, but they look like women. They're not sexy dudes. They look like women, though.
That's what I'm saying.
You a homo.
No, I'm not. It was a joke. I didn't say I banged
I don't find dudes sexy. Okay?
I've seen some sexy dudes out there, man. They look like women, though. But that's why I'm attracted to them.
No, they look
not attracted to them because they got big arms and a hairy chest and a big bulge in the pants. I'm attracted to them because they appear as female.
Yeah.
But that's where it stops.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to pursue that because I'm a straight man. If I pursue that, then I'm a homosexual. It's okay to be, if you're a straight man, it's okay to be attracted to a she-male. It's what you do after you find out that it's a she-male, what you do.
Yeah, then you're the opposition.
The opposition.
Yeah.
I thought you was pro-game.
I mean, not opposition. Whatever. I take it.
Man, that sounds homophobic.
That sounds a bit sus.
See, I'm a friend of the homosexual. See?
Yeah.
I can support the gays without getting on my knees and sucking them off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
See, they'll never have a hold on me. I'm a straight Christian male.
Dude, talking about I'm an ally of the gay community. Man, I'm an ally of what's right.
Me too.
Doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, conservative, Democrat. I'm an ally of what's right.
I don't need the Bible to tell me what's right and wrong. I know what's right and wrong.
Show's over. That man needs to be put on Mount Rushmore. He's going to save this great country. A Canadian.
He needs a monument in D.C. That's what he needs.
He needs a monument in Philadelphia right beside the Rocky Balboa trophy.
Matter of fact, take down the Rocky trophy. Put him up. That's what we need to do.
Hey, giveaway is going to end this month. Give away a Ford F-350 and $10,000 cash. The end of the win, go to officialorangetwins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically into the win. Yeah.